It's time to talk about the outdoors in South Alabama. Hunting, fishing, and getting outside along the Great Gulf Coast. It's time to take it outside with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. With reports, stories, how-to information, and Dr. Bill's Marine Forecast. Here's Sean Sullivan and Mike Ward.
All right, and after a long absence, we're back. My friend, Mike Ward, in studio with us as we do this thing called FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Hey, Mike.
And my friend Sean, after being on a fabulous trip,
yes,
a trip of a lifetime,
yep,
I can't wait to hear about it. Have not talked to you about it.
Here's my problem with trip of a lifetime. So people have said that before. The second, well, probably the day after we get off the river, after we helicoptered out of the Grand Canyon,
yeah,
and started our way back to Alabama, I said, "Oh, I could do that again pretty soon."
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's been a little
yeah. Tell me about the trip.
Tell me
what you did.
Okay, and coming up on today's show, Jim Cox is going to join us talking about the Blue Barling Grand Championship, and then an interview from yesterday with rodeo officials. We'll be talking, of course, today Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament and the big rodeo coming up less than a week from now, and we'll get that interview posted here towards the end of the show. So Jim will join us shortly. Then we'll fly back in time to Friday and talk some rodeo. All right, so. Where I've been. So yep. It ended up we had planned for a long time, got screwed up because of COVID last year, but we're going to go raft the Grand Canyon.
Right.
It's 6 days, six nights, seven day rafting trip.
That's
down
a long
canyon.
Trip.
Yeah, it's 118 miles we did there. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, if people, and I've said this on the midday show, fantastic trip. If you're into this kind of stuff, it's a trip for you. And when I say into this kind of stuff, it is not a trip where you're sitting in a lounge chair and somebody's bringing you a
martini.
Yeah, or something with an umbrella in it or something, yeah, like that. Yeah. It is, it's really a, it's, they call it an expedition or it's an adventure. And yeah, so you're rafting on, we did the motorized trip and they have, these rafts are 24, 25 feet long and they have engines on them. So when you get in the flat water, you can make some time and see,
right,
more stuff. So you do this trip. It is.
You're not paddling at all?
Not paddling,
no,
at all.
No paddling.
No,
okay.
No paddling.
Even through the rapids?
No, not through the rapids. They just, the guys using the engine to kind of, okay, adjust the flow. And it's interesting to see how those guys, like, you're coming into a rapid and he's getting sideways. You're like, oh, he's getting sideways because he knows another current's going to swing him hard, you know,
the other
back
way
to the right. So
yeah,
these captains know what they're doing. Or actually, they don't, what are they called? Boatmen. They're,
yeah,
not captain, they're boatmen out there. So, yeah, so this trip, we started off at Lee's Ferry, which is near Page, Arizona, and went down to Whitmore Wash, which is near the Bartan Ranch. And it was, yeah, your days consisted of, you break camp. I'll tell you this, some things that are so different about this. I never slept in a tent. There's,
really?
no mosquitoes.
Oh,
slept,
really?
On a cot. Had a cot, you know, above
ground. No mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes. Now, there are other bugs. You turn your light on at night, and there'd be all, you know, a grasshopper trying to get in your nose or moths or those kind of things, but yeah, no mosquitoes because the water,
so nothing
there
was biting you while you were there.
Nope. You know, and people ask, oh, when did you see? Yeah, there were some scorpions that had been seen around it. There had been one night, there were two little rattlesnakes in far end of a camp. Other than that.
Well,
I mean, but
you're sleeping out there and just a couple rattlesnakes come by.
Yeah, but you're in a cot that's got steel legs on it.
Yeah.
They're not coming up the cot, you know. It's not like a
you hope.
You're not having, it's no issue. It's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, so you do this rafting trip. So your days consist of rafting. Did all the major rapids on the Colorado River down there. I mean, the ones that have been famous, smaller ones. You know, it got up to, it was cooler for the desert. It was cooler when we started in the 90s. It got up to over 100 a couple of days, but the dang river is 50 degrees.
Yeah, oh man, that'd be
so
great.
If you're down,
yeah,
on the river, it's fine. And it's, if you, fine, ever got hot, you know, jump in the river and you're cooled
for
off.
For just a minute.
And you're cooled off.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing, too, is so different from home. 10 minutes, 15 minutes after you're soaking wet, you're dry. Or like when I'd, you know, wash some clothes down in the river or whatever and go lay them on a boulder, they were dry like right away. I mean, it's so dry, and so, yeah, the humidity is not there. It's,
right.
You know, you're in the desert, stuff dries out so quickly. But what's neat about the trip is the rapids are fantastic, the camping, but you do side trips, too. And I put some pictures on social media, and I'll be putting more on as I have time. But you do side hikes into places that don't even look real. I mean, incredible canyons, the things you see, you know, water that runs as blue as, not just swimming pool blue. It runs like blue, icy blue, because the, because you have in those places like the Little Colorado River and the Havasu, they have calcium carbonate deposits on the bottom that line it with white. Well, just like a pool looks blue, but if you take a bucket of pool water, it's not blue.
Right, it's clear.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a light effect there. Well, the same thing happens there. So you have these streams. I mean, we rode them like they were an amusement park slide ride. Waterfalls, side hikes are and physical. It's a physical trip too. So I want to make sure people know. I mean, it's not endurance race stuff, but you'd have to climb up some rock, you know, things. Not like real rock climbing, but scamper up. They called it scrambling up rocks, and then you'd be on a trail, and then you'd go. So you didn't have to do everything, but if you wanted to see all the side hikes, those were there. The giant caves, the Anasazi Indian grain storage places. Places where you could hike up and jump off, you know, like a 40-foot cliff into the Colorado River. Like I said, these waterfalls were like you stand in a shower. And then, you know, it's just incredible. And places where it'd be waterfall and blue pool of water after waterfall and blue pool of water. Just if you like outside, it is 100% outside. It is fantastic. And it's a great trip. And what I've said is like nobody's bringing you a drink with an umbrella in it. You work together as a team to unload and load the rafts each day. So you'd have a bag that had your overnight stuff, your regular bag you carry on, plus a sleeping bag and a tent if you wanted it, and you know, that kind of stuff. Those would all be closed up as you left camp in the morning, piled up in the center of the raft, and then there's a way they put tarps over it and strapped everything down. Then you have a daytime bag, you know, a smaller waterproof bag. You could carry the stuff you want during the day, your camera, you know, whatever, your rain jacket, whatever you want to take. But yeah, and then the kitchen. So you work together like a fire line. You know, you hand it to me, I hand it to the next person. So you'd load and offload the rafts that way, set up your camp. So, I mean, it was... Yeah, if you think if you're looking for just sitting and not doing anything, it's not your trip.
Right.
If you wanted to be engaged in the Grand Canyon and see what that's all about, it was incredible. So the rafting was fantastic. The side hikes were fantastic. The guides, the boatmen were fantastic. I mean, critters, you know, lots of, you know, it was funny. Had bird watchers on the boat with us, and they would be saying, well, that's a so-and-so. I said, well, that's actually a green-winged teal. Or that's a so-and-so. I'm like, that's actually a hen mallard. Or that's, but they, birds here. But, you know, I love sheep. You know how obsessed I am with sheep.
Right.
And
that's why I was going to ask you
desert
if you saw
bighorn,
animals.
Oh, desert bighorn sheep every day almost. And some rams. I got some pictures of some rams. They're dang full curl. Now, it's inside the national park. You're not going to hunt them there. But, yeah, seeing those pretty regularly. Didn't see any mule deer. Cut some mule deer tracks. So that's pretty, the animals were really sheep. You saw more than anything other than like, invertebrates and things like that. Fish wise. I know you and I talked
that's
just a second.
I was getting ready to ask
started.
You. I know Sean Sullivan.
Yes.
Okay. And I know you didn't take a gun,
right.
But you took a reeling rod. You
that's
had
right.
to.
I did. Yeah. So
you
it's not
around water.
They told you it's not a fishing trip, but there's fishing opportunities.
Yeah.
And I had come off of the reason I was gone for 2 weeks is that trip was a week, but beforehand I met my parents. My daughter and I, who went on the trip with me, my 16-year-old, we met my parents, picked them up from an airport up in Missouri and drove down into an area. This trip, by the way, something anybody can go do who wants to catch freshwater trout, the White River in Arkansas. We're based out of Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, right next to Flippin, Arkansas, where Ranger Boats started. I went over there to the Ranger Boats factory and got my picture made.
Yeah.
We caught a lot of trout there, and then we drove, like I said, we dropped my parents off and we drove out. To the Grand Canyon. And yeah, so rainbow trout there, like rainbow trout. And then there's some native species like chubs and suckers that are in there. These chubs are kind of a bottom feeder, but they'll hit stuff up off the bottom. But rainbow trout dominated it. And yeah, you and I were talking beforehand. I mean, there's places that you find freshwater trout. You kind of learn to read water and places to go find freshwater trout. And then, well, the good old boy will also figure out that's the way you're supposed to do it. But look at here, every time these boats pull into a beach, and we camped on, like, there's sandy beaches along the river.
Yeah.
That's where you camped at night. They may have boulder fields out in them, but there's sand in places you set up camp. And the boats would pull up there for the night. And about night two, I noticed every time we pulled up somewhere, I'd see a bunch of trout come up off the bottom. So I did fish the natural places, but I then fished, I whacked the trout on the trail. Yeah, rainbow trout. Yeah, maybe one was like 17, 18, which is a big rainbow trout.
Yeah.
And those chubs that are there, got after them daily. So Fantastic.
Sounds
trip.
Like it is a trip of life.
It is a must do. If you have any questions, some people have, you can just always email me or hit us up here at the station. The group we went with was Hatch, H-A-T-C-H. Great group, great trip. All right, coming back, talk about the Blue Balling Grand Championship, and then later on the show we'll replay that interview about the rodeo. Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Sean Sullivan, Mike Ward, glad to have y'all along. And yeah, so back in time for tournaments aplenty. We mentioned right now, Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament going on.
Today.
Yep, so remember.
And the Mobile Big Game Junior Angler Tournament today, too.
Okay. And then, coming up in less than a week's time, we're talking about the big rodeo and the very, very big Blue Marlin Grand Championship. So if you're not into fishing tournaments or looking at what comes in fishing tournaments, stay at the house for the rest of us. No reason not to be out and checking it out. And speaking of blue water and Blue Marlin Grand Championship, ladies and gentlemen, the crowd goes wild. Our buddy Jim Cox. Hey man.
Hey fellas, long time no talk. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you back as well. This is the biggest show in sport fishing that goes on right here in our backyard. With the Grand Championship,
yeah, you know it's not like we say it's not just some damn T-shirt slogan we slapped on the back of the T-shirt. It's kind of the damn truth, you know. It's what we pride ourselves on, and it's our 10th year of doing it down at the Wharf, which it's crazy to think about how time flies for all of us. But it is it's a big show. The teams love it. The crowds love it. The venue is the Wharf is what makes it such a unique place to have a tournament, and we can't wait for it to get started.
Tell us how the boats get to fish it. Tell us what the process is to fish it.
Yeah, so we'll be I would guess we'll be mid to upper 50s fishing the tournament. I mean, it's a who's who. It's a big entry fee. It's the base entry fee is $10,000 for teams to get in, and then the optional cash awards that you want to get in is what results in the big payout. So you're fishing against the best of the best teams, and so I think that's part of what makes it so special for those teams who have won it before, is they feel like we beat the best of the best to win it, and nobody's ever won it twice. So
is that true? I didn't know that. So there's never been a repeat.
No, and I think that speaks just to the quality of teams that are fishing this tournament. It's hard to win. I mean, good grief, if you're in Biloxi and you're fishing against 75 boats, or we fished in Destin a couple of weeks ago when you're fishing against 80 boats, it's tough to win any of those. And then you kind of even narrow the field down, but you up it a little bit with the quality of teams. And I think that's, again, one of the things that really makes it special for those teams who are able to ever win this one.
Yeah, I thought the Dundeal had won it twice, but I was wrong. I thought they had.
So Dundeal has won the Gulf Coast Triple Crown, which is kind of the culmination of all of the tournament championships. They've won that on multiple times, but we've never had anybody win the Blue Marlin Grand Championship.
Yeah.
More than once.
Just joining us, talking to Jim Cox with the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. And so this is a thing that we'll talk about, different tournaments that are more just for the fishermen, some for the fishermen, but a little bit of spectator in it. This is a tournament that obviously is built for the best, blue water fishermen in our area, well, beyond our area. But it is a dang good thing to go see. I mean, that's the show you talk about. Even if you're not fishing. I've never fished it before, but I've been to it so many times because you got to go see it.
It really is, and it's what makes it so great. I think on both sides, because we put such an emphasis on the show and make it such a spectacle with jumbotrons and flaming marlin and the sound that sounds like you're at a concert and everything that we do there, and the crowd loves that. But the teams, like I have goosebumps right now describing it. The teams, you know, when we bring him into what we call the arena, you know, they're like, we feel like a rock star walking out on stage when it's time to weigh our fish. And so it's the crowd that makes it special for the teams, and it's the teams coming in that make it special for the crowd. And again, we have so many people that are locals, but also people who come in from out of town. Obviously, it's the middle of July at the beach, so you got people from all over. But, you know, there's so many people now that book their vacations around this tournament because they just want to come watch the weigh-ins. I mean, they were coming to the beach anyway, or I don't want to claim that we're, you know, having a greater economic impact than we are. But people do love to come down every year at the same time and watch the weigh-ins. And again, if you think about the weigh-in, the venue, you know, you're on Main Street at the Wharf where you have shopping, retail, bars, restaurants, everything. Oh, and here's a 700-pound blue marlin being wheeled by your table while you're having dinner. It's like, wait a minute, this doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah. The lady that cuts my hair this past week asked me when that tournament was going to be because her and her husband go down there every year. Now, her husband does a little fishing, not any offshore, you know, bill fishing or anything, but she doesn't do any fishing. But she says she just loves to go down there and see all the big boats and all the big fish just weighed in. So I was really kind of surprised, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, and the kids, you know, they can, you know, we bring the when we're taking the marlin back to the refrigerated truck, so it's donated to the food pantry, it goes through the crowd so the kids can stop and they can touch it. And I always encourage the kids to rub their hands all over it, especially if they're getting ready to go back in mom and dad's car. Like, I really encourage them to get super involved in there. But yeah, I mean, just think about how many people get a chance to ever get that up and close, that up close and personal with a marlin or a big tuna or a huge, huge wahoo. And that's a big part of what we try to do is, especially for the kids, to let them be close and interact with these giant fish.
You know, as our blue water specialist here on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, kind of set the stage for how fishing's been in the blue water side this year in the Gulf. What are these teams looking at?
Yeah, you know, it's I would say it's been a pretty typical year. We've had the blue water push out real far for some tournaments, and then it's been okay in close. But you know, it's just such a different. I mean, the whole big game tournament situation is changed so much over the years. With I know one boat last when we were fishing over in Destin. You know, he had, you know, it's a 74-foot Viking, and so I don't know how many. What's that? 2,000-gallon tank, probably maybe a little more. And then he had another 1,100 in bladders. On top of that,
yeah, and I'm doing some math
another
right
boat
now.
Had 1,500 gallons in bladders, you know. So
yeah.
When you see, and now you're going from Destin, so it's a, you know, that certainly adds on extra to the run. But almost everybody, I think you'll walk through the wharf on Wednesday night before the tournament starts on Thursday morning, and you'll see almost every boat is going to be just loaded up with fuel bladders and making those long runs. And
well, where are they going? I mean, are they going just to the blue water, or are they going way, I mean, not that you have a track, like, but are they going way west, going way east?
Yeah, way west, Green Canyon. I mean, 200, 225 miles, 250 miles, 300 miles.
Wow. All the drill ships and the oil rigs that are out there.
Yep. And, you know, we fished, like we were fishing around Blind Faith, which was about 150 miles from Destin during the Emerald Coast tournament. Had other boats there. Others went, and that was kind of staying in the not as great water. And a lot of boats like Art, that work of Art, they won the tournament and they made a real big run, but, you know, got out there and caught their fish on the second morning. So, yeah, these guys are, you know, the boats are, not only they hold more fuel, it's amazing how, I mean, you got 70-foot boats that are cruising at 40 knots.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can cover a lot of water. Now, you don't need a lot of fuel, but you can cover a lot of water, and that's really what's changed, you know, such a huge part of how these tournaments have changed with the big boats.
You know, the work of Art got them a new captain. And that may have changed his luck some.
Yeah, so Jason Buck, you know, just
Good, Captain. He was a captain of done deal for a long time.
Kind of like Tom Brady. He might be the GOAT. You know, yep. He's been doing it a long time. He was one of the first ones to ever do the live baiting thing and really change. You know, he ran done deals program forever and had, you know, won millions of dollars with John Gonsolin over there. And now he's with, he's with Art and Jason is just one of the most respected guys, professional. I mean, when you have someone who has that much success, a lot of times it's a sport or an industry, you'll have people who are maybe jealous or like, oh, they'll say this or that, but that is not the way Jason Buck is viewed among his peers and everyone else. I mean, he is just, he's a great human, great captain, super professional. And, he's in a great spot, fishing with Art. Right now, I think that's a great owner captain setup for sure.
Yeah, let me tell you a quick story about Jason. He used to be in my hunting club. His dad was in my hunting club, but he was like 12 years old. We had a rule in the club that the kids couldn't hunt by themselves till they were like 15 years old. Jason Buck was the only kid we ever let go hunting by himself at 12 years old. That tells you how mature.
He was that mature.
That's how mature he was. He was a wonderful young man. He was awesome, man. And we let him hunt by himself at 12 years old. And his daddy did too because he knew he was
Testament there.
It is. Jason Buck is awesome.
I could not agree. Agree more. As spectacular as they come.
Yep. I'm going to delay you fanboys here for a second on that. And, Jim, once again, let's talk about the schedule, obviously, for the fishing. And then give me kind of the inside look for somebody who wants to check this out. Maybe they can come one time or maybe only two times, you know, to it. If I'm going to get the kids, we're going to come down and look. Tell me when.
So, a couple things. If you're already down in Orange Beach or you're planning on being down in Orange Beach on Thursday, when everybody leaves the wharf at 11 o'clock and then gets out toward Perdido Pass at noon. And then we all take off, you know, can't leave until I get on the radio and officially start it to see 50, 55 boats all take off at one time. And you can do that you can be at the seawall at Perdido Pass. You can be at there's a Gulf restaurant right there that you can be at. That is a really cool thing to watch. If you're renting a condo, you can see it from a condo, any of that thing. So that's Thursday. And then Friday morning, sometimes we'll have coffee and Blue Marlins together. If someone catches one Thursday, we'll weigh one in at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. But, you know, Friday night, if we have a Marlin coming in, we'll do the big weigh-in. And then Saturday night is, you know, that's the night we get everybody there. But just to even, you know, the wharf is open. Wharf is open to the public all week. So even if you come down to the wharf, the boats will all be there by Tuesday, just to walk around the wharf. I mean, there's so much to do at night at the wharf anyway. Just walk around and see, we'll have all the boats there. And you see 50, 60 sport fishing yachts all there, lights on, like just walking around and see them. That in itself is a huge treat. I mean, it's one of my favorite parts of the tournament is just walking around and just looking at all these beautiful boats and having them all in one place. And again, the wharf, you know, you come to wharf anytime and you can see all these great boats there. That's a really cool thing to see.
All right. Online, people want to get, follow along, more information. Where do they go?
Yep. BlueMarlinGrandChampionship.com. We'll stream all the weigh-ins there. We'll also, stream it live on our Facebook page. So you can see it there. The one and only Kelly Finley back with us.
There you go.
This year. Super excited to have her back with me. So, yeah, Chris Stapleton is playing at the wharf on Friday, so we might be weighing a fish, and then we'll have 10,000 people going to watch Chris Stapleton play. So I would say get there early. No charge to park, anything like that at the wharf, but just get there early. Follow us on Facebook. We'll let you know when the fish are coming in, but just can't wait. It's going to be a great weekend.
Absolutely. That's coming up next weekend. Jim, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, quickly, Mike, when you said the girl who cut your hair, that was just like singular, hair, singular, right?
Well, see, back, cut a few of them off.
Take this stuff off the air with
my neck. Ram my neck.
Yeah, we'll take these guys off air to do this. And coming back, speaking of tournaments coming up too, rodeo talk coming up as well.
There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all here on this Friday. And right now, I'm looking across the studio here as JCs have taken over the FM Talk 106.5 studios and brought... This is most likely, gentlemen, the first time there's been a blender... Hear the glass bottles tinkling there. Yes, the first time there's been a blender that I know of. Who knows what happens on some of the weekend shows, but the first time I think there's been a blender... in studio as y'all are making drinks. Reynolds Rambler, Coleman Moore, both in studio from the JCs and the 89th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Did I get that right,
that's
Coleman?
That's right, John. 89th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo.
And, of course, that's coming up next weekend. Tomorrow, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. Let's kind of go through this, first of all, because, you know, it's a favorite of mine to bring the kids out. This is a tournament where even if mom or dad has not bought the ticket yet, they can still show up and get a ticket and fish, right?
Yes, that's right. So for this one, and as a matter of fact, you can come in this Saturday only for the kids' tournament. You can come in and buy your ticket on our site and go weigh in your fish after.
I may or may not have done that once or twice.
Well, we get people coming in, you know, in the mornings they'll park their trucks with the boat attached and they'll come walking in trying to buy a ticket. We're like, don't worry about it. Come back in when you get off the boat.
Right.
But that's only for this weekend only. For the ADSFR next week, you do have to go ahead and buy your tickets in store, online, and pre-register everything prior to that 5 a.m. Cannon Blast.
Good. We're going to talk about that. But just for tomorrow, for the Roy Martin, you can do that. Also, with the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, y'all feed us. Well, you feed the kids.
Yeah, we feed the kids.
That would get you closer to that mic right there.
They come in, and after they weigh in their fish, they'll get a certificate handed to them that, you know, states they weighed in a fish at the Roy Martin Young Anglers, and then they'll get a hot dog, some ice cream, a Coca-Cola, some chips, all kinds of things. So we do feed the kids, and then we'll have a little bit of food running around there for some other people, too, and also vendors on site. So,
Coleman, let's talk about, and we're going to get to the big rodeo and all that discussion, but somebody texted in yesterday, because I've talked about this with y'all before, and one of the things that may make it different when y'all come on the show is I'd like to talk about what the JCs do, not just the fun, and you can grab that mic when you're ready, not just the fun of the rodeo, but where the money goes. And we will talk, I know, about the money that's given back to the C-Lab and the programs out there, but the Stone Soup program. You talk to folks about the money that's raised with Roy Martin and what is Stone Soup and how does that work and who does it benefit?
So, go ahead, call me. Yeah, I would say, well, so we have the Stone Soup Project and we also have the kids shopping tour.
Yeah.
So the proceeds from the ticket sales for the kids tournament for this Saturday and every other Roy Martin, it goes straight to our kids shopping tour when we go back and we take underprivileged kids that wouldn't otherwise be able to shop for their moms, dads, siblings. We let them, Target usually hosts us, and we give them a certain set amount of money to go on a little shopping spree. They don't shop for themselves, they shop for their family members.
I think it's so great.
Yeah, And so that's a great one we do. And then also, yes, like you said, the Stone Soup Project, where during the holidays, again, families that otherwise wouldn't have a full turkey dinner, we get out there and we go to the grounds. They let us come out there and we stay up all night frying turkeys and putting sides together, and people come and pick up those. And so we're able to give back in that way as well.
I want to make sure that folks know that. And by the way, too, I know Leanna is in here. We're on Facebook Live. If you get a chance to check us out, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. You can see the drink making from JC's in here. But yeah, that program's good. And you know, the kids shopping thing, I just started thinking about the other day. Remember how proud you were when you could buy a gift, like to have under the tree at Christmas for a family member?
Yes. And that's the thing, to see the excitement on them, being able to do it. They want to buy all these grand things, or they want to buy just the one item. And I'm like, you know, spend your money in a different couple places, because it's going to be meaningful no matter what, the fact that you're buying it for your mom or you're buying it for your sister. And it's really exciting to see them doing that. It's enjoyable.
Well, because I mean, folks had said on the text line the other day, you know, to encourage folks to buy a ticket for the Roy Martin, even if they don't fish it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Even if you don't have a ute to go take fishing.
Right. And we even, you know, a couple of our sponsors reached out to me asking, you know, do we get some tickets for the Roy Martin? I'm like, you know, I said, we actually don't give any of those away.
Right.
Because every dime from that tournament goes back to the shopping tour. You know, we're trying to make sure that that's, we've got as big a bank as possible to let these kids go out and, you know, pick out some presents, which this year, you know, probably may not stretch as far, but we'll see.
Well, and can they buy that online? Can they buy Roy Martin online?
I believe so.
Yes. Y'all go do that, because there's people here that want to do it that aren't even fishing. So that's good. That's a great
online one. At the ticket outlets at the rodeo site.
Okay, got questions too about tomorrow. Somebody was asking about red snapper. Are the kids fishing red snapper or not?
We had a special alert category that we put out late last night that we will be having red snapper back in the Roy Martin. It won't count towards the master angler scoring though, but we will have prizes first through third place for red snapper.
Okay, so that's a question people had. So that is tomorrow. Go ahead and keep those big snappers.
Go ahead and keep those big snappers. Yeah, that's right. First through third for it, but it won't go towards master angler.
Okay. And what about, we're jumping around here, but red snapper for 89th?
Yes.
It is still in.
You know, the past few years has been up in the air with regulations. This year, we know for certain. Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to extend through October or further, hopefully, this year.
It's looking like it on the chart.
Yes, it is back in as a category, as a jackpot, everything. So we're ready to roll with it for sure this weekend and next now.
All right, so let's walk people through the process of if they're, number one, tomorrow, Roy Martin, but beyond that, kind of timeline, tickets, and then we can start getting into some of the specifics as well. So somebody's listening to us right now. If they want to fish, which, you know, I'll do it for y'all. Y'all don't have to do it. The world's, as Guinness says, the world's largest multi-day saltwater fishing tournament.
Right.
Yes.
It's right here in our backyard. If they want to take part in this thing, how do they do it? What's the first thing they got
to
do?
First thing you want to do is go to one of our ticket outlets around town and purchase a ticket and then register it online, or buy your ticket and register it online, whichever you want to choose to do through Fishing Chaos Online. But it does have to be registered. Now, for the big tournament, it does have to be registered prior to it. For the kids tournament, like we said, you can buy them in stores, online, or buy it on the site when you come to weigh in with your kid. And then, you know, tomorrow, weigh station will open about 9 a.m. We're actually going to have some CC inflatables is doing inflatables and some foam parties for the kids throughout the day. So
only for the kids, not
only for the kids. Right. But we'll be having a numerous times they'll be doing it. I'm pulling it up here so I can let everybody know. It's 30-minute increments. We'll be doing one at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m. and 5:30 after the weigh station closes, kind of in between weigh station close and the award ceremony, which will be at 6:00 on site tomorrow for the kids.
Which is another thing y'all are so great at. You have great fishing tournament, but you have entertainment as well.
Of course.
We'll talk about the big kids entertainment, but for tomorrow, you got entertainment for the youngins.
A little bit. Of course, we'll have the touch tank, our fish box with all the fish that do come in. The South Alabama's, you know, folks will be telling everybody what fish is what and all that. Like I said, he's got the CC inflatables. We'll have the MAC Expo, the Mobile Area Children's Charity Expo tomorrow.
Yeah, this is cool. Not only are y'all, Reynolds, doing all this charity work out there, you're giving other charities a chance to get in front of people.
Right. We've got, I've got about 20 different organizations from around town that'll be down there, you know, exhibiting what they do and, you know, how, where they fit in the grander scheme of helping kids and families and all that stuff.
I love this.
So I'm real excited about it.
It's a, it's a great way to come down and spend a day on the island for sure. Now let's talk about going forward here to the 89th, to the big rodeo. Let's talk, we all kick off the Liars Contest, I guess.
Thursday night, about 6 o'clock, we'll kick off the Liars Contest, Captain T-Bone's Liars Contest. And then after that, we'll have music by Trotline, great country cover band.
I like the name.
On the Joe Bullard mm-hmm. stage. And then Friday night, we got the Velcro Pygmies.
Saturday. Once or twice.
Saturday, Coleman's got the Blackwater Brass lined up. And then Sunday, we'll round it off with some local guys, Keith Burns and Ryan Balthrop with Slide Bayou.
Very good. We went through this conversation, you and I have, several times, and Coleman and I did the other day. It's like, is it a concert weekend on the island, or is it a fishing tournament?
It's a fishing tournament with some music entertainment.
But y'all put, and that's one of the things about the spectacle of the Alabama DC Fishing Rodeo, is there are people who don't fish, but every year are come down. Number one, to get t-shirts, get their gear, but number two, to check out everything going on. Y'all always got a lot of stuff going on, even beyond the fish.
Well, yeah. And bringing shark back this year, we've got, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, we've all been posted of the new shark hanger. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Explain that. So shark hanger.
So once they get, weigh them on the boat or whatever, they'll bring them down to the other end of the docks and display them. Marcus Dryman will do his science or whatever on them. But it's a massive, massive display. I think we've got enough room to hang four sharks.
Wow.
And every bit of 15 feet tall,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah, Killer Doc did an awesome job. They made it for us.
And, oh, wow.
It looks like a piece of art down there if you look at the photo we've been sharing around.
Big shout out to Jay Williamson with Killer Doc. It's gorgeous.
You know, I mean, y'all get it. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but there'll be a lot of people show up to see that. I mean, mm-hmm. seeing the sharks thing. When I was a kid, I remember it'd be exciting to see the sharks.
They'll be there for that. They'll be there for the music. The other fish, you know, the big game fish coming in. Hopefully, we'll get to see some good swordfish again this year.
Yeah.
We'll see what else. So
we start off with that. We got to, once again, back to the fishing side of it. And Coleman, you were talking about it, because Roy Martin's different. But for the big rodeo, somebody needs to online or paper purchase and then put online their ticket before the cannon blast, right?
So obviously all your ticket outlets are going to be subject to what time they close on Thursday night. If you can get it
in
person.
Don't screw around and get it done early.
Right? but you will still be able to, up until 4:59, 59 online, you can click it and purchase it. But, I mean, you got to be done. You got to click it, register it, get everything done before that 5 a.m. cannon blast. And that, like I said, the buy it on site is strictly for the kids tournament this weekend. You can buy them on site Thursday night at the Liars Contest, but through the night until 5 a.m. and that's when it'll cut off. So
I'm looking at a picture here Brandon sent us of the shark hanger. That is so very cool.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really, really good stuff. What about so sharks obviously is back and is good, and prize money in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
woo.
Yeah, we're calling it the Gulf Coast Hauling and Construction Shark Coalition category. It takes the whole time to say that.
Put that on a shirt.
But it's sponsors and groups of anglers that have wanted to bring this back, and they're all pitching in here and there, and we've got upwards of $24,000 raised right now. So that's,
like last time you and I talked to it was like 10.
Yeah, well, yeah, the it's
the boat show and we announced that Shark was coming back. It was 10.
It's, I think, 20
right now. First place is 12 grand right now.
Yeah.
12 grand first mm-hmm. place shark. Total of $24,000 in prize money in this.
Yep,
there's gonna be some shark fishing going on.
Definitely is.
We'd love to hang some big ones up.
This is good stuff. All right, if we go to the break, we'll come back and more of our conversation with Coleman Moore and Reynolds Brabner, JC's, and of course with the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo website. Start this process.
ADSFR.com.
All right, so check that out there. If y'all got specific questions, lucky for you, I got the JCs in the studio. You can hit us up on the text line or the phone line, 251-343-0106. And really, that picture, Atlanta, we'll try to get that and put that up online as well. That is really, really something, the new shark hanger. It looks like you should be getting Olympic medals or something when you stand under that. That's something. All right. News coming up, and we'll be right back. More of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and good to see JC's in studio as always. Coleman Moore, Reynolds Radner, the 89th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the world's largest multi-day saltwater tournament, as per Guinness World Book of Records.
World Records,
right? So that's official. Let's also talk about the thing I think is one of the biggest drivers in excitement as somebody who's fished the rodeo for decades of my life. And that is I can't use that word. The best chance to win on a boat that exists anywhere in the state. I can't use the term. It's a chance to win, whatever the
term. I'd say that your odds are better than across the state line over on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, y'all got a lot of anglers. I mean, we're looking 3,000.
I think last year we had 4,200 open tickets sold. So, I mean, it's a one in, if everybody weighed a fish,
right.
Yeah, it's a one in 4,200 chance at a
$100,000
plus boat package.
Yeah.
Contender boat, Yamaha motor, trailer. Whole deal.
You know, it's brilliant because, like, you'll go out and fish in categories and be like, yeah, man, I was, like, in third place and I got bumped off and this and that. And you're like, eh. But you still have this, like, holy cow, there's still a chance to win this boat. And I love seeing the boats that people have won in the past. I'll be either snapper fishing or trout fishing in the bay and see somebody pull up in one of the boats. I love it.
Oh, yeah. We love it, too.
Yeah, it's great. Good advertising.
I spoke at the ACFA meeting last night down at Moe's Barbecue, and that's what we talked about. That's one of our favorite things is seeing all the past president's boats. It's the president's boat. It's his print. Yeah, and Pat Troop was there last night, and I was talking about it. I was like, you know, we'll see his boat come rolling in.
That's
and
cool.
Like, everybody talks about it.
And that's real great. Stand up on top of the waves and say, oh, that's my boat. There's my boat.
And I was pulling up those numbers while y'all were talking about it because we actually set records last year. 4,264 tickets sold.
Wow.
Over 3,900 fish weighed. So you're looking at your odds are one in about 4,000, which are pretty good odds.
To win this this contender, it's 25
Bay.
Things gorgeous.
I mean, it's $100,000 plus boat package with everything.
Let's talk about some of the and different jackpots and different. There's some great prizes as well.
Yeah, there really are. Coleman, I let you speak to that. I forget what the payouts are.
Yeah, I can go over that a little bit here. So we have the Gulf Coast Graphics Big Game Jackpot, and it's going to pay cash for the largest tuna, dolphin, wahoo, billfish, swordfish. It'll pay cash, and then in addition, we have some random drawings for that as well. $1,000 gift card to Gulf Coast Graphics and a HPT custom smoker. So those will be good random drawings for that, and they'll be good payouts. Also, our Southern Response King Mackerel Jackpot, which is always a big one with anglers, is going to pay 1st through 10th with a first place guaranteed of $8,000 based on 100 entries.
Sweet.
And then we'll have some random drawings for it as well, a zero-turn lawnmower, another custom smoker trailer, $500 Gulf Coast gift card, and those will all be random drawings for the Southern Response King Mackerel.
What about, go ahead.
The cash prize division entry, that'll be Thursday night during the live contest. During the music. During the music, if you want to get in on the cash prize, it's additional, jackpot. That's when
we don't have a time to do it. Traditional captain's meeting anymore, but we still do the cash awards segment. Like we always have, it'll be on top of the weigh station. So anybody who buys that jackpot ticket can come in and also place money down on the cash prize division.
And I don't know if this question is this rules or not, but somebody asking, you still have the no motor division?
Do we still have the non-motorized for spec?
Yeah.
Yes, we still have that division.
Which, I mean, people call it the kayak division, but I have argued that if I had like an inner tube or something, I could still... as long as it's not motorized.
You could argue that with Richard and Corey all day.
Okay. All right, very good. I've argued with those guys anyway.
They'll let you know what it is.
People ask, okay, what's the open ticket? How much is the open ticket?
So your open, I was actually about to talk about all that. Your open ticket is going to be $50 per angler. Your big game jackpot will be $350 per boat. King Mackerel jackpot is $200 per boat. Speckled trout is $25 per angler. And then your shark jackpot is $25 per angler, and your red snapper jackpot $50 per angler.
Just think back on that shark thing. The shark entry is 25, and you've got 14 grand for first place, 12 grand for first place, $24,000 in total prize money.
Yeah, and that's just because of the anglers and the sponsors that came forward and wanted to create this category. So,
and if you hadn't noticed, there's some sharks out there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I've been seeing the pictures, really picked up the last week or two of people holding up snapper heads. That's all that's left.
That's right. When the tax shark, man comes and takes his cut.
And we're going after, there's been a lot of talk about bringing it back, and there's a lot of talk now that we have brought it back that we're dealing with.
Sure.
But we want everybody to understand that with the help of Dr. Marcus at Mississippi State and Dr. Powers at South Alabama, we've been talking for months about this, and they say the time is right. It's ecologically sound right now. There are sharks everywhere, which is great for the system, and fishing them is great for the system. It's just like hunting. People don't want you hunting deer. Well, they would overrun us if we didn't, to be honest.
Same thing on the shark thing.
Yes, it's the same thing on the shark, and we have made minimum requirements for our categories that are exaggerated from the regulations, so we're only bringing in those big fish, only bringing in those trophy sharks to hang up now.
Yeah, well, you got a hanger like that, you got to have some big ones. All right, we'll be right back. News is next.